Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk, Radio 1. Good morning. This is The Rude Awakening and I'm Danny C.
This is the bit where Serena Kelly.
You do your intros. Do you want to do are you ready?
Yes,
I mean, because we've been waiting like for the whole of Mark Ronson to start this. And
Again.
Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk on Radio 1. This is The Rude Awakening. I'm Danny C.
And I'm Serena Kelly.
I'm Shruti Rajendra.
Yay!
Was that okay?
That's very good.
Delivery probably could have been better, yeah?
It's brilliant. I'll give you a raise.
Thanks. You don't pay me.
You're right, I don't. So we were sitting down yesterday. Shruti got really excited, comes over to us where we were sitting in the office and is like, oh my God, it feels like amazing! We were like, what is it? What was it?
It's an amphibious limo.
Okay. This is the most expensive item on Debizzle.
Yep.
Ever.
Yes.
Okay. And it's been in the newspaper as well.
Yeah.
I heard that it was in the newspaper.
It is. Yes, it is.
This thing looks amazing.
It does.
It's pretty damn sexy,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It looks like a limousine.
We're going to try and speak. Do you think they're going to be awake at like 8:30?
Well, because it's Debizzle, you always have to be by your phone, don't you, to be able to take inquiries and stuff. Like, I mean, when you're selling things.
Have you ever sold anything on Debizzle?
Yeah, I have.
What did you sell on Debizzle?
It's just stuff, like...
I was going to say, what if I...
I posted my car once.
Did you try and sell your son on Debizzle?
No, I did not. And would you stop saying things
I will
like
give you
that?
Tender rooms for him.
He's gorgeous.
If you want my daughter, you have to pay a couple of hundred thousand.
Hey!
50 dirhams for the boy.
I once posted... I posted furniture. I've posted a car.
See, that's what you normally find on Debizzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff that you don't really want. But now...
A waterproof limo.
A waterproof limo. But it's more than that.
Yeah.
We need to speak to... the person who's selling this. So we've got the number. We're going to try and give them a call, see if we can get a hold of them, because I've got questions. There's lots and lots I want to know about this. I think it's brilliant. It's like an amazing... Can we tweet a picture?
Yes.
Let's get the picture from Debizzle and tweet it right now. Radio 1 UAE. Go to there and click follow, and then you can see all the wonderful things we get up to in the studio.
Radio 1. Danny C's Rude Awakening.
So, most expensive item on Debizzle here in the UAE. The Tumbler from Batman. Somebody tried to sell that on Debizzle. A Porsche, which was quite expensive. I believe a Lamborghini Aventador.
Aventador, yeah.
Don't know much about cars.
2.45 million dirhams.
So it's more than that. 2.45 million dirhams. More than that. The picture of this thing is now up on Twitter.
Radio 1 UAE.
Let's see whether we can... get this person on the phone. Right, let's just turn up.
Hello?
Hi, my name's Danny, and I'm just calling up regarding an advert that I saw.
Yes?
I believe that it might be a car, but / boat.
A limousine, yeah?
The limousine, that's it, yeah. This is uber impressive.
It's actually made for super yachts. As a tender, but it also can be used as a normal, how is a limousine to go, you know.
No way.
Into the sea.
So this actually goes inside a yacht?
If somebody has a yacht,
okay,
but it doesn't have to go.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't have to buy a yacht as well, do I?
Yeah, you can.
So I've got some questions for this, because I find this absolutely fascinating. Basically, what I want it for is to be able to like pull up outside a pretentious nightclub here in the UAE and look like I've got more money than I actually have. This sounds like the vehicle for me. Do you have to have a boat license and a car license, or do you...
Yeah, you need a captain license, or for a boat, except you're just driving on the streets. But then it's...
stupid.
I think it's not the purpose.
But if I did have a captain's license, that means I'd be able to wear a captain's hat as well. Now, wouldn't I? That'd be cool. This wasn't actually part of a yacht. Like, the rich people didn't just leave this behind on the beach.
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Because it's unique.
No, the idea is you can drive towards the beach or towards a jetty, and then you just drive out and you drive on the normal roads. You don't have to change... places.
It's kind of cutting out the middleman then. Yeah.
The one which they have the limousine and blah, blah, blah.
And considering yesterday's weather, it's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If the owner of the yacht would go on land to eat something there with air conditioning, or if it's very nice, you can also lift the top off. So if you want to have some more space.
Also, it's brilliant because there's no drive-through McDonald's on the sea, so you can literally get yourself on land and go through it that way. This is brilliant. Now, I'm really curious, how fast does it do on the road?
Oh, speed on the motor of 85 miles per hour on land.
Okay.
And on the sea is 28 knots.
That's pretty quick.
Maximum.
You know, like, you're sitting in the back, and if you got somebody to drive it, but you didn't really, like, want them to see what was going on in the back, is there one of those partition things that comes up?
It's like in the limousine.
Yeah.
The driver and the helper, they have their own,
So the captain and the cabin girl can sit in the front.
Yeah, exactly.
One more thing, really quickly. I think we should take this.
Yeah. Well, are we the first person to call?
Are we the only people to call, or have you had many calls?
Today, the first, but I had some other people who showed interest in that beforehand, before New Year. Yeah.
I think we should take this. How much is it?
It's 15 million AED.
All right. I will speak to my investors. How much have you got on you?
5 dirhams.
Well, I'll speak to my people and see whether we can scrape together the cash and see what we can do. But thank you very much for helping us out with this. This is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Okay.
Thank you.
Nice
cheers.
Talking to you. Okay.
Bye bye. I think that's a no then.
Yeah, no.
Maybe if we put this month's salary and next month's salary together, we might almost be there.
In the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Radio 1. So that's it then. That's the most expensive item on the Bizzle.
And you're never going to be able to have one, Danny, I'm sorry.
Well, no, let's just watch this space. It'll happen. I'm imagining the day that I roll up outside the club in that thing. Like, move your Ferrari out of the way. I want to park my boat there.
But you're going to have to make sure the club's near water, because wouldn't it be even more epic if you get out of the car and then leave the club and get in the car and then go on the water to your super yacht?
Do you know where would be a great place for this? If you could drive up out of the Madinat. Because you could literally... You know the Madinat, like the...
The waterways and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they put the...
Yeah, man-made waterways.
Yeah.
If you could, like, go through there and then rock up at Pasha. Boom.
Sorted. You could even give rides to people. They could pay you to pay off the car.
And just in case nobody saw you going to the club and get out of the car, I would wear a life jacket into the club. Just so that people knew that the boat outside was mine.
Why wouldn't you wear
with
like
a captain's hat?
Yeah, I was going to say the whole captain's outfit. You know, the white,
me
whatever.
Me and my waterproof limo.
Yeah.
You wait and see. We'll get there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to happen.